Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything.
Tuesday. I am so thrilled to come to you today because I have a special guest. But before I begin, I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, Father God, for this sunny day that we was able to embrace the last past couple of days, Father God. Thank you for who you are and all you do, God. You are just so awesome to us. Thank you, Father God. Help us to be a messenger. Help us to get out what you want us to say, even on today. In Jesus' name, we just praise you and we just thank you. Amen. All right, y'all. So today I have a special guest, and I'm just so thrilled to have her on there. I always like to reach out to whoever God placed in my spirit, and this young lady came across in my spirit. I haven't known her for that long, but when I tell you, she is a mighty force to be reckoned with. You know, my special guest is a faithful servant to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She's a devoted wife for over 7 years, a mother of 6 children. Yes, I said 6, but she don't look like she even had 6 children. So praise God for that. She walks alongside her husband, Pastor Leonard Haskins. They have a church face-to-face, which is in Petersburg. She has worked in childcare for the last 14 years. So without further ado, I'm going to let her just come on and just bless you all today because we're going to be talking about Soul Sister, and I'm just so thrilled to have her on the show. So without further ado, I'm going to bring First Lady Haskins on. So how you doing today?
Hello there. I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. Can't complain.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. This is just a God-sent relationship. So I just thank you for the opportunity for me being with you on this evening.
Oh, no, you are more than welcome. You know, I just have to tell listeners that, you know, like I said, we haven't known each other for a while, but, you know, how I came across your ministry is basically going through Eventbrite, looking for events for author. I reached out to you, and you reached back, and God just worked that thing out, you know.
Yes.
Just, you know, it's just a divine connection. I would say it's a divine connection.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
So tell me about, I know you have this event going on, which is called Soul Sisters Official Lunch Ministry, which is actually going to be next Saturday. So tell us a little bit about Soul Sister Ministry.
Yes, well, Soul Sister Ministry, we're a faith-to-faith church. We're kind of like a brand-new church. We just started back in April of this year from the ground up. So we're starting our launch party as far as our women's ministry there. And at this launch party, we're going to have a time where we meet and greet, have connections, build connections with us. With one another. We also will have awesome vendors. Yourself will be there along with some other vendors will be there. But it's a time that we will be empowering each other, we'll be encouraging each other, and really be supporting, especially supporting our vendors that will be there. We'll have some dancing going on, just some good old-fashioned fun at this launch party.
Okay, that is awesome to hear. Now, I know some people is asking, okay, do you have to be a member of a church, and do you have to be single, married? Tell us a little bit about the criteria for coming.
Okay, well, the criteria, you just have to be a lady, which is a female. You have to be there in order to come. It doesn't matter if you're single, married, a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a sister, a daughter, or a friend. It's just a time that we, as I just said, that we want to empower and encourage all women to be all that God called them to be while providing love, friendship, and support to one another.
Amen to that. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity, because I would say this event is definitely needed. You know, it's something that has been, you know, swept under the rug for so many years, you know, and we just keep going on. It's like on autopilot when it comes down to sisterhood. So it's just an awesome opportunity that you're having this event for, you know, ladies.
Yes, yes. We're excited.
We know that, yes. So we know that there are many factors that keep us from building a sisterhood. You know, can you share with some factors that may keep us women from building a relationship with another sister?
Well, there are many factors, but I'm just going to name a few of them on today. One of the things that I will say is fakeness. Being fake, gossiping with one another, being jealous of one another, not willing to take constructive criticism, and self-love can be a factor that we can't bond, have that sisterhood bond.
I totally agree with you. You hit some major factors in that. Like you said, fakeness, gossiping, being jealous, not being able to handle constructive criticism, and when you don't have that self-love, you do have you're not able to develop or get close to another sister, because oftentimes I think that for me per se, I would say this came from many generations before us, you know, back in when our ancestors was living, you know. It's like they, you know, the for some of the ancestors, they was put against one another. Okay, well, you're a doctor than this one. You can go in the house. You work outside. Or you're young. You're old. You do this. So I think, you know, us not knowing where some of that stuff comes from, and we're still operating in something that happened many, many years ago, but we're still operating in it. So it's definitely a good opportunity for us to come together as one, as sisters. So when you talk about these factors, how can we remove the fakeness, the gossiping, being jealous, and not able to handle constructive criticism?
Well, with the fakeness, I would say we just got to be real. Be very transparent to yourself and to others. I always tell people I'm so real. I would tell you all my business, but be real. Be real with one another. Gossiping, as women, we love to talk. So I'd rather for you to talk to me instead of about me. That's a way you can remove the factors. Also, for jealousy, be who you be. Instead of trying to be like others, you got to know who you are first, so you can't be like somebody else. For the constructive criticism, the thing is, anything that do not challenge you, it don't change you. So anything that do not challenge you, do not change you. And this is one of the things I will be transparent on. I still struggle from time to time. It's that self-love. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. You can't show anybody no love if you can't show it to yourself.
No, you're absolutely right. If you don't have self-love, you cannot give somebody. You know, what is that saying? You can't pour out of an empty glass. So you have to be able to, you know, you have to have something. You have to know who you are, know that you are created in his image and after his likeness. And no one that, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about is the scripture talking about, I'm paraphrasing, about that there are many parts of the body, you know.
Yes.
And it talks about, you know, we make up the body. So there's many different parts, like the eye, the nose, the mouth, the hands. We can't say, okay, well, we don't need the hand when you need to grab something.
Exactly.
You need to touch something. So that's how we as a whole need to look at sisterhood. We can't say, okay, we don't want her in our life or we don't need her. She may be able to bring something to the table that you that makes up the body to help you accomplish something. But, you know, I know even as my, I'm going to say, even as my blood relatives, my sister, you know, we go through different things in life, but it's all about, you know, you can love someone, love the difference that you all share, but also being able to come together as one for a common cause. You don't have to hate someone, just understand that. Yes, y'all have a difference in opinion. She's not going to think the way you want to think. But just think about it. If you have a meeting and everybody thinks the same way, how are you going to get something accomplished if you're trying to change something?
Yes.
Something has to change. You have to bring different people with different personalities, difference in opinion, so that you can reach, you know, a common goal, a common result. You want to be able to work together, not compete, and it's, you know, the list goes on, you know, when it comes
It really, that's why I said I'm just a few of them, but it's some more things that,
Yes, you know, and I'm just passionate about what you're doing, because like I said, it's just long overdue that we need to just come together, just love on one another. Of course, keep your 6 feet and wear your mask.
Exactly. Yes.
You can compliment one another and say, hey, girl, I love that outfit. Oh, I like what you're doing. You know, these are some things that don't happen. And my daughter, she's 10 years old. If she goes somewhere and she sees someone nailed, she say, hey, I like your nails or I like your outfit. And I applaud her for that because I say, you know what, she's 10 and she's doing this. We're old and we're not doing it. What we do is oftentimes what we get is we walk past another sister and you look at them up and down.
Exactly.
I don't know why that happened, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't know you, you don't know me, hello, how you doing? That would break the barrier. So it's just a small, simple act of, okay, I don't know you, you don't know me, I'm not here to, you know, compete against you, but I just want to tell you, hello, how you doing? You look nice.
Yeah.
You know, you look nice.
Yes.
Something to break the ice. Wow. So tell me how long, because, you know, I don't want to put you on a spot. So I remember reaching out to you, letting you know, hey, you know, God placed you on my heart to be a part of the show. Now, you know, I have to say this, you know, with the fact that we're being transparent, you know, oftentimes, even when, you know, I reached out to you about your event, and you told me, you asked, okay, what I do. And then you said, okay, great. So you do this, can you speak with the ladies for 10 minutes? Now, I'm going to tell you, our flesh is saying, no, like, I wasn't expecting that. I just want to be a vendor, you know. That's just because, you know, it's our flesh, but our spirit man overrides that. And, you know, I remember me reaching out to you and, you're saying, tell the audience what you said when I reached out to you.
I said, I'm trying to find, all day I was trying to find ways to tell her no. But I know that was not the right thing. Like I said, I got to be very real. I saw it that morning. I always look at my emails that morning. And I was like, oh, my goodness, she done asked me to be on a radio show. And I did not respond to later on that night. I was like, nah. I was trying to come up with ways and say no. But I will say God has has really, with the transition and starting to just really, really have been speaking to me about, I need to start coming out. I need to start being, because I'm very a background person. I love being in background. I will be help you all the way, but God is pulling me out. So I need to be able for the women to know who I am and really tell my story, really get to know who I am. So I need to be able to come out for it. So God is really, really moving me into that direction.
No, and, you know, he is definitely, he has a sense of humor. I would say he has a sense of humor. So, you know, as he pulled you out, he's pulling another sister out, you know. So it's all about,
yes.
You know, us working together. You don't, you know, you don't have a years of a relationship with me, but we know each other by the spirit, you know. So
yes.
that's how you develop a sisterhood, is knowing each other by the spirit and taking time to get to know one another and just knowing that, hey, we can work together. And I see that you also an event planner. I was like, okay, that's great. I'm going to put that down in my Rolodex.
Yes, please do.
So, you know, that will be able to, you know, iron sharpens iron. So we're going to have to be able to work together. So,
yes.
As we talk about sisterhood, I know Thanksgiving is around the corner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And being as though Thanksgiving is around the corner, share with us important reasons why you should keep Thanksgiving in your heart daily. Because I know, you know, like you said, whether someone is single, married, or whether you're a grandma, auntie, aunt, or what have you, it's important for us, especially as women, to have a heart of Thanksgiving. So why is it important for us to keep that heart of Thanksgiving daily?
As people, as you just said, we have to be, we got so much, I mean, so much to be thankful for and grateful for. Every day that we are living, being able to breathe, we have a reason to give God all the thanks and the praise for what he has done for us. I know sometimes the things that we go on in our lives, the problems, situations, can create a spirit of doubt, spirit of fear. I mean, but we got to realize with a heart of Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter how life throws curveballs or things just happen in our life, God will always be there to change that that situation and help us every step of the way through our problems. But God's power and the heart of gratitude can we focus on him, and it releases the hold that the situation had came over us. So some of the things I would say, we got to keep our mind focused on him all the time. I mean, all day long. Focus on him. Having a heart of gratitude without complaining. We don't have time for that complaining. We can't say one thing that we're thankful that what he has done, but then the next thing we're complaining about that same thing that he has done. I mean, it's just we don't have room for complaining. And then we got to recognize that we have so much to be thankful for, but it's the little things to be thankful for. Like now, we might not have money in our pockets, but we're able to see, we'll be able to hear, we're able to lift our hands. So just the little things. And once all these things take place, God blesses us anyway, every single day. So more blessings on top of blessings and top of blessings will come our way.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing that's very important, like you said, we have to keep a heart of Thanksgiving. You know, we can pray for something and then God bless us with this. And then you're like, oh, God, well, why did this happen? Like, you can pray for a car. You can pray for, you know, a house. And you can pray for, you know, okay, single woman, you can pray for a husband. And then when you get your husband, you can be like, well, Lord, I didn't know this and I didn't know that. Let me tell you, it's going to stretch you, but you have to still keep that heart of, you know, that heart of Thanksgiving. I wanted to definitely talk about when it pertains to us developing that sisterhood. It's very important for us to do that. And why I say it's very important for us, because if we as women are not right, then how can we expect the men to be right if we're not right? We're supposed to, you know, we are born nurturers. We are, fortunately, we are emotional as well, you know. So we are born nurturers. How can we nurture our men to help push them if we're not right, if we're not walking in righteousness, if we're not walking in godliness, if we're not walking in love? You know, it's going to be a lot of things where you're going to have a difference in opinion. But just like, you know, I wrote an article for, I think it's Faith Heart Magazine, hoping that it gets published next month. But it talks about shame, walking in shame. And, you know, for me, my shame and different things that I went through in life caused me to kind of push back from developing a sisterhood because of some things I went through, and that may be for some of the other people, you know, on the line or many different other women, some things that you go through, it may push you back from building a sisterhood, you know, as far as being stabbed in the back by someone close to you, like, okay, someone's like, wow, I didn't know that, you know, she was saying this or they were trying to do this. These are other factors that come into play that restrict us from building a sisterhood. So what I do now is, you know, because I will always go out there, and I'm not going to say I'm like you. I like to stay behind the scenes. I don't like the limelight. Keep me behind the scenes. But, you know, when you want to do the work of the Lord, he's going to pull you. He's going to call you to the front, you know. My book is From Behind the Fence to the Front Line now. So it's like, I can't hide behind the fence. Like, no, don't nobody see me. No, I'm calling you to the front line. It's like, okay, I don't want to go. That's like, when you at the front line, you get hit first.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get hit first. Put me in the back, you know. So I say all this to say I get that we as women, we are hurt, and some of us are hurt by other women. But I'm praying that you just take an opportunity. Lady Haskins, is your event still open for registration?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. So if you can share with the audience how they can go and register, because I just believe that God is in a place of healing, restoring, so that he can place you in the right foundation so that you can build a stronger sisterhood. So if you can share with the audience, how can they find out more information about registering for this event?
Okay, they can search on Eventbrite Soul Sisters, the official launch party. And you can also go through, if you Facebook, you can like us on Soul Sisters Women's Ministry, and then it do have a tag where you can it will hook you on to the Eventbrite, and we're also on you can check it out on Instagram and Twitter, Soul Sisters Women's Ministry.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that information. If you need to reach First Lady Haskins, please make sure that you follow her on her social media platforms, which is, again, she's on Facebook, she's on Instagram, and what was your other, is it Twitter?
Yes, Twitter.
Okay, and it's Twitter. So that is actually Soul Sister Ministry.
Yes,
okay, Soul Sister Ministry. All right, First Lady Haskins, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Now, I always like to end the show on a good motivational note. So I'm going to leave it up to you to just share some motivation for the ladies before we end the show.
All right. So, ladies, all I want to say to you is to, as I said earlier, be who you are. God has place so many things inside of you. So just if you got to tap into, just seek God on that. But I just want to encourage you that you are beautiful, that I love you. I don't even know half of y'all, but I love you because we're in this sister thing together. As Motivational Mary has shared earlier through Instagram, it's a sisterhood for me. So I really love that, and I just want to say it's a sisterhood for me. I'm ready to have those bonds. Just in your time, read Ruth 1, 16 through 17.
Okay, well, thank you so much, First Lady, for being on the show, and I would definitely see you, of course, on Instagram, but I will see you on next Saturday, okay? All righty, you all, so thank you so much for joining the show. Until next time, this is Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn Radio Show.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.